This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Battle of the Burbs. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Which burb is going to pull it out? Well, we've got to whittle them down, kind of like the brackets that pretty much got busted for you. This is your chance to do some good. Do some good for your community, too, where you live.
And we want to go to your community. That's the cool part. Once we get down to the final four, the championship, we're going to get a whole proclamation made. We're going to go to your town, go to all those local establishments you want us to visit, come out and say hi. So we need you to vote. In fact, I'm going to the Mix Instagram right now because I realized I haven't voted yet.
You better
if you go to the story at 99.1 The Mix. No, it's West Dallas versus Pewaukee. I'm voting Pewaukee. Look at what the score is.
Oh, it's 50-50.
It's literally 50-50 on the poll right now.
Old Soul Joan texted in, said, I vote West Dallas. Radar, I go to restaurants there, and that's where all the fun place to go. And you know who can tell you even more than I can about West Dallas? West Dallas Mayor Dan Devine,
who
joins the show.
You are such a suck-up, Radar. You got the mayor on the show.
I do. We got to try and win here.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. Don't vote yet, Elizabeth.
I had to vote for Pewaukee because that's right where I'm at. I live out that way, and that's what I'm telling Radar. Lake Country is where it's at.
Dan, why do you tell her not to vote yet?
Well, Lake Country, I mean, the real lake is Lake Michigan, and we're a heck of a lot closer to that than Milwaukee.
Let's go. Let's go. So,
well played, Mayor Devine. Well played. You should be a politician.
Yeah, so sell everybody on West Dallas, because even if you're not from these two communities, you can still take part in our Battle of the Burbs. Who do you want to see win? So you can put it out there. We'll say you're on the soapbox right now.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, and I can do this. I do this a lot. the big thing, you kind of mentioned it earlier, is we already have a million plus visitors come to West Dallas every year for State Fair, which is unknown.
Jeez, wow, that many.
11 days of summer. Yeah, and then you top it off. You know, you add the award-winning West Ellis Farmers Market.
Okay, it is a good farmers market. I like the West Ellis Farmers Market, yes.
It's a gem. And then not just the farmers market, but they do Food Truck Fridays and a lot of other events. They do a Pawtoberfest there, and it's really a great community hub. The other events, you know, we have Summer Concert Series. We have Haunted Honey Creek in the fall. Obviously, Independence Day parades, and then you got to shift to the food scene and just go on 68th and Beecher, and you look at West Dallas Cheese and Sausage Shop.
Yes,
Station 6, the Cocktail Lounge, Wild Roots Restaurant. You've got
That is all good stuff.
Smash Burgers.
Yeah,
it's true. You know, one thing about West Dallas, I will say that I'm so jealous of Radar because he lives there. And if you live in this area near West Dallas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He is 10 minutes from everything. This guy, 15 minutes from everything. It is such a centralized location. I am jealous of him. Oh, you need me to go out to Waukesha? No problem. Oak Creek? No problem. Downtown Milwaukee? No problem. Brookfield? Tulsa? You're right there by everything.
It's even 10 minutes to Pewaukee if you'd feel a need to go there.
I know, but I have to vote for Pewaukee. I live out that way. The end of my street is Pewaukee. My grocery store is Pewaukee. I mean, I love Sunset Grill. I love being around all the lakes out in Lake Country. I do. That's where I got to vote.
But did you bring the Pewaukee mayor on like I did? Anybody can do this.
No, I didn't do that.
Contact your officials, your mayor, your representative. Have them call in when we do these Battle of the
Burbs. Maybe your fire chief wants to call in, your principal.
Absolutely.
We're going to be doing this the next few weeks as the basketball tournament's going on. We're going to break this down and see who's going to advance. Will West Dallas advance to the next round and beat out Pewaukee.
You got all day to vote.
Where are Pewaukee people at?
Hit up the Mix Instagram and Facebook stories. We have them right there. You can vote. Mayor Dan Devine from West Allis, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Mayor. And we love the pride you have for West Allis. And communities like West Allis are lucky to have people like you.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.